listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lauren Howarth. A very wet and windy weekend for our country's east coast, with rain falling all the way from northern Queensland down towards southern New South Wales. Sydney residents are on the highest alert, with warnings of major flooding due to the possibility of a month's worth of rain in just one day. Areas in the state's Illawarra region have already copped a drenching, receiving more than 200 mils of rain overnight. A step forward for our nation in repairing its relationship with France, with the Prime Minister meeting with President Emmanuel Macron declaring a new chapter. It marks the first official meeting between the two countries since the submarine debacle. Anthony Albanese says he hopes to create an honest partnership.
Australia's relationship with France matters. Trust, respect, and honesty matters. This is how I will approach my relations.
Julian Assange has formally launched a last-ditch bid to avoid extradition to the US. The WikiLeaks founder has filed an appeal to London's High Court. He's wanted in America on 18 criminal charges, including spying, which could see him sentenced to 175 years behind bars. Briefly, thousands of protesters are set to rally in multiple states today, standing in solidarity with the US after the Supreme Court overturned abortion rights. And you might have had some trouble logging into Netflix. The streaming giant crashed as millions of people tried streaming Volume 2 of Stranger Things 4 yesterday. Customers, especially those using their mobiles, reported the dreaded network error message. A club record 5 tries from Edric Lee last night led Newcastle to a 38-12 win over the Titans. Coach Adam O'Brien, full of praise for the winger.
Yeah, it is special. He's very popular amongst the playing group. He has battled away with pretty big injuries and a long absence from the game, but he's come good.
In last night's other match, Penrith claimed a gritty win over the Roosters, and in cricket, Australia's defeated Sri Lanka by 10 wickets to claim the first test.
Listener.